Welcome to Walking with Jesus, Discipleship Journey audio podcast presented by Disciples Community. Jesus' discipleship is not just about having religious knowledge about Him, but it is to be more like Jesus by knowing Him better through His Word and living out our life based on His Word. In this particular audio podcast, hear from Brother Jason Abraham, sharing from the Word that will help you in your discipleship journey with Jesus. To access more resources and to also partner with us, log on to www.disciplescommunity.org. Hey friend, greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's once again great to connect with you over this discipleship journey audio podcast. You know, it's wonderful to share the Word of God through this podcast, and you know, walking with Jesus is a privilege, and every day when we follow His Word in our walk with Him, that blesses our life. In this particular audio podcast, I wanted to share another important trait for our discipleship journey with Jesus. You know, when we walk with Jesus, there are certain things that we will have to consistently do in our lives, you know, because when we are in this discipleship journey, our main intention is to get our mind renewed so that, you know, we can be more like Jesus. You know, we are not trying to follow any human, or we are not trying to follow any worldly way or law, but we are trying to follow the Word. And when we follow His Word, we renew our mind and we become more like Jesus. Today, for this particular podcast episode, I wanted to take you to Luke chapter 17, and I wanted to specifically talk how we should deal, you know, with other disciples of Christ in our discipleship journey with Jesus. And if you read Luke chapter 17 verse 3, it says, "So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive them." Here Jesus is talking to His disciples, and He is asking His disciples to follow a particular thing which is very difficult. You know, He says that if your brother or sister, you know, if you look the Greek word for brother or sister, it is adelphos. This means fellow disciple, whether it be a man or a woman. So it says if your fellow disciple sins against you, you know, this is something that we should consider a truth. You know, when we are walking in our discipleship journey with Jesus, there are going to be fellow disciples, and there could be instances where the fellow disciples would perform something that would be a sin against us, and in that case Jesus is asking us to rebuke them. You know, as disciples of Jesus, we will have that revelation to figure out when people are sinning against us, and by the power and authority that Jesus has given us, you know, we could rebuke those people who sin against us using the Word of God. You know, we cannot rebuke them using our strength, we cannot rebuke them using our human power, but what Jesus is trying to tell is, if someone who is a fellow disciple sins against you, you should rebuke them. And not only rebuke, if they come and repent of their sins to you, we also have to forgive them. Forgiveness is a great quality, and as disciples of Jesus, we need to have this quality. You know, without forgiveness, discipleship journey with Jesus is very much incomplete. You know, Jesus forgave, and as disciples of Jesus, we have to forgive others. You know, It says, if you continue to read verse 4, it says that even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. You know, when they sin, we have the power and authority to rebuke them using the word of God. But if they come and repent to you, and it is like 7 times in a day, if they come and repent, you have to still forgive them. So forgiveness is a continuous quality that we should carry in our discipleship journey with Jesus. We cannot say that I forgave him once, so next time if he does, I'm not going to forgive. You know, along with forgiveness, there is going to be rebuke. And what this makes us understand is when we rebuke that person using the word of God, that will transform that particular person. You know, many a times we rebuke others using our own power, our own wisdom, and that freaks out others and we see no transformation. But if we rebuke them in the environment of love and truth of the word of God, there is going to be result. But if they come and, you know, repent 7 times in a day, we still have to carry that quality of forgiveness and forgive them. When the disciples heard about this, very naturally they said, you know, it's a very natural response. You know, this is a very difficult thing to do, and the only way they could have done this if they had a lot of faith. And that's the reason in verse 5 they said to the Lord, Lord, increase our faith. Lord, you want us to do this? You want us to forgive others 7 times in a day if they continuously come and ask for forgiveness, and you want us to forgive them even if they do a big sin against us? We need a lot of faith. With what we have today, it is impossible, Lord. So they ask Jesus to increase their faith. And when Jesus heard this, you know, when Jesus heard this in verse 6, Jesus gave a very fitting reply, and that is a very, you know, core value for discipleship. You know, Jesus did not increase their faith by laying hand upon them, or Jesus did not say, okay, let me say a word of prayer for you so that your faith increases supernaturally. Jesus gave a reply, and that reply is a very critical thing that we should understand as disciples of Jesus. Jesus replied in verse 6 saying, he replied, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Jesus was telling that, you know, you don't need large faith. You don't need to increase your faith. Jesus said that if you have faith as a mustard seed. And many times when we read this verse, we sometimes misunderstand or misinterpret this, saying that, you know, we need to have a small faith just like a mustard seed. You know, it's not about the mustard seed, the smallness of the mustard seed. It's all about the seed. You know, we all know the characteristic of a seed. Seed is always small. You know, seed is always small. I have not seen a seed that is bigger than a tree. You know, the tree that comes out of a seed, is the seed is never bigger than that. Seed is always small, tiny. And the seed is buried under the ground. And Jesus said that your faith should be like the mustard seed. It's all about the seed. And we have to understand the characteristic of seed. When seed goes down in the ground, when we bury it in the ground, seed is in a very dark place. But the seed knows that if it gets the nutrients, one day there is a big tree that is going to come out of it, and that tree is going to bear so many fruits, and that fruits will have so many seeds. You know, the seed knows its end. Its end is not less, its end is plenty. So our faith should also start like a seed. You know, we should also consider our faith like a seed. In our life journey or in our discipleship journey, we have to use our faith as a seed. You know, there are so much ground like situation, you know, where we need to bury our faith, you know, saying that, you know, our faith will move mountains. You know, we have to consider the faith like a seed. We have to sow it and we have to water over it through prayer, and that faith will move mountains. It is not the God who moves mountain. It is not that our faith moves God. It is that our faith moves the mountain. God has given us the authority. He has given us the authority, and He has given us this word that if you have a faith like a seed, and if you say to this mulberry tree, you know, if you say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, it will obey you. So there is power when we speak out. After we have that faith, it will happen, and that is authority that God has given us. And sometimes we take it very lightly, but Jesus is teaching us a great truth. And as disciples of Jesus, we need to understand these qualities. We have to rebuke if people sin against us in the spirit of love and truth, using the word of God. We have to forgive others, and we have to also use our faith in God as seed, and then we'll see great things that will happen in our lives. May God bless you with this word. I believe this was a blessing for you. If you like this audio podcast, do go ahead and share it, like it, and also leave your review comment. May God bless you. Bye-bye. Until next time.